Subject, recitation. Class 2. Topic, the little red hen. Hello children, please turn to page number 8 in your poetry magic book. The little red hen, poet anonymous. Once a mouse, a frog, and a little red hen together kept a house. The frog was the laziest of frogs, and lazier still was the mouse. The work all fell on the little red hen, who had to get the wood and build the fires and scrub and cook and sometimes hunt the food. One day, as she went scratching around, she found a bag of rye. Said she, "Now, who will make some bread?" Said the lazy mouse, "Not I." "Nor I," croaked the frog, as he drowsed in the shade. Red hen made no reply, and flew around with bowl and spoon, and mixed and stirred the rye. "Who'll make the fire to bake the bread?" said the mouse again. "Not I." And scarcely opening his sleepy eyes, frog made the same reply. The little red hen said never a word, but a roaring fire she made. And while the bread was baking brown, "Who'll set the table?" she said. "Not I," said the sleepy frog with a yawn. "Nor I," said the mouse again. So the table she set, and the bread put on. "Who'll eat this bread?" said the hen. "I will," cried the frog. "And I," squeaked the mouse. As they near the table drew, "Oh no, you won't," said the little red hen, and away with the loaf she flew. Okay children, kept a house means lived in and looked after a house. Rye means a kind of cereal. Drowsed means felt drowsy, slept. Make the fire means light the fire. Scarcely means hardly. Children, the next topic is upside down on page number 10 in your poetry magic book. Upside Down by Aileen Fisher. It's funny how beetles and creatures like that can walk upside down as well as walk flat. They crawl on a ceiling and climb on a wall without any practice or trouble at all. While I have been trying for a year, maybe more, and still I can't stand with my head on the floor. Okay children, creatures like that means other insects. Children, please learn both these poems. Thank you, children.